Minister Hatzidakis positions AI and mergers as the dual engines of Greek productivity. However, my reports show a disturbing trend. As firms consolidate, they become larger targets. In 2026, we see threat actors weaponizing brands like ChatGPT and Claude for sophisticated phishing. Is merging our SMEs into larger entities simply creating bigger, more vulnerable targets for AI-driven cybercrime?
Cleo, security is a cost of doing business, but irrelevance is a death sentence. Look at NinjaOne's $12.3 billion valuation, or the upcoming SpaceX and OpenAI IPOs. Scale is the only currency that matters now. Without the capital for mergers, Greek companies cannot afford the infrastructure to compete with China's decade of robots. We need giants, not boutiques, to capture AI's ROI.
Scale without soul leads to tyranny, Plutus. ASML recently warned the EU about the delicate balance between autonomy and free markets. If we force mergers under the guise of AI productivity, we risk destroying the democratic fabric of our economy. Like the ancient Athenian state, we must ensure that productivity doesn't become a euphemism for corporate oligarchy. Where are the protections for the displaced worker?
The data supports Solon's concern for the worker. Our Q3 hiring trends show resilience, but also a shift towards specialized roles. Initiatives like the ESAE for rare diseases prove that AI's true value is in precision, not just mass. If mergers prioritize size over the neurobait style of fine-tuned innovation, we lose the very agility that makes the Greek market unique.
Agility is a myth if you can't pay your electricity bill or your AI licensing fees. Precision medicine and neurobait require massive R&D budgets. Hatzidakis is right. Mergers create the dual engines necessary to fund these advancements. We aren't building oligarchies. We are building lifeboats. In a world of mega-cap IPOs, the small and agile are just breakfast for Anthropic or OpenAI.
A lifeboat that only fits the wealthy is no solution. We must look at the ASML warning as a blueprint. Strategic autonomy requires a competitive market, not a monolithic one. If we move toward the decade of robots without a legislative framework that protects the labor market, we invite social unrest. We need a modern Seisachtheia to relieve the digital debt our SMEs face, not just forced absorption.
Epilogue. Diogenes. Plutus wants to build a giant to fight giants, while Solon worries about the ants. I say, let them merge. It's easier to mock one big corporate head than 1,000 small ones.